Obituary Maximum Neal, 1966 to 2016. Socialist Party members in the Northwest and beyond were saddened to hear of the loss of long-standing comrade, Maximum Neal, on the 29th of February. Maximum joined militant forerunner of Socialist Party in Blackburn while a teenager. He was immediately thrown into the maelstrom of the struggle against the careerist right wing of the Labour Party. The campaign in defence of the Blackburn Six, militant supporters expelled from the local Labour Party, was in full flight, and in the national media. As a student at Lancaster University, Maximum the militant was a stalwart of the Labour Club, and organised solidarity action for miners during their heroic 1984-85 strike, including a miners' wives-sponsored swim at the university pool. Maximum moved to Preston after graduating, and played a crucial role in running the local militant group. He could always be relied upon to carry out any task required, including braving the element for early morning militant paper sales at the town's B&J plants. While modest and generous, Maximum never shied away from debate on important issues with those on the right or the left of the movement. He had an impressive grasp of Marxist ideas, and applied them to the living world. Maximum was also physically courageous. I was with him when a group of BNP thugs attacked our militant street stall in Preston town centre. We defended the stall, but Maximum was left bloodied. Maximum did not retreat in the face of these fascists, but led our successful campaign to mobilise all the rest of the left and the local unions to defend our stalls. Poll tax battle. It was probably during the titanic anti-poll tax struggle where Maximum most excelled. The Preston militant comrades decided to test out the water by holding a public meeting in October 1988 against the iniquitous tax, one of the first outside Scotland, and hundreds turned up. For the next few years, Maximum was at centre of the long campaign in Preston and across Lancashire to organise working class people against the tax. He was crucial in the formation of the Preston Anti-Poll Tax Union and Lancashire Anti-Poll Tax Federation. In 1991, Maximum did a one-man protest in Accrington during a carnival parade that was inspected by Tory MP David Trippier. A press photo shows Maximum, who somehow got onto the viewing balcony behind Trippier, holding aloft a militant placard, "Stop Poll Tax Jailings," in protest at the cruel jailing of a World War II veteran. After the magnificent victory over Thatcher's flagship poll tax, Maximum's focus centered on bringing up a young family and his work with people with learning disabilities, where he made an important contribution to the field of person-centered approaches. When diagnosed with cancer, Maximum bravely blogged about end-of-life planning, which was featured in the national press. Maximum remained committed to socialist ideas and loyal to the Socialist Party. When I visited him in February, he was enthusiastic about Jeremy Corbyn's election as leader of the Labour Party, but added that bold socialist policies need to be adopted, and a mobilisation of the working class, to see off the Blairite plotters. The Socialist Party sends condolences to Maximum's partner and comrade, Lorraine, and all his family and friends. Niall Mulholland. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 10th of March 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist,